Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, "The oidzos, and there's a further tekana. His scheme, the it was metakein Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So this is the fifth one in the Mishnayos of this perek." Shafil Rosh Beis Din, even if the Rosh Beis Din, i.e. that he's the head of the Senate, B'chol Mokom is somewhere else, meaning where he had to go for some reason somewhere, they should not do Ha'edim, the Edim who saw back to Kiddush HaChodesh, hoil him Elo L'mokom Vad. They only have to go to the place of the Vad, that means the Sanhedrin, basically, the place where the Sanhedrin is. Because as we learned earlier, that Avad means like bad abayit. I don't know how to translate it right now.
The overseers,
yes, the Sanhedrin. So like this, we learned before that the Rosh Beis, the head of the Sanhedrin, is supposed to officiate the whole procedure. Right, and so really they should do it with him, because we saw it from the Pesukim, we learned it earlier. So,
based on.
So normally they should have to go and schlep after him, and I suppose the based on have to be there as well, everyone would have to be together. But they don't have to do that. That was the tekana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. Okay. How is that woman, as Muna, that the, invited her, or called her, should we say, the dinner to Beis Din. Kame de Amemar. Amemar was the head of the Beis Din. Benodoy in Nodoy, it's a place over there in Bavel. Ozul Amemar. Amemar has something to do with Mechuzah. Mechuzah is another place in Bavel that's mentioned a lot. That's both these places mentioned a lot, Nodoy and Mechuzah. Below, okay, so he was in Mechuzah, not in the normal place where the Beis Din was I suppose, was in Nodoy. For Lot Osla Basway, this woman couldn't be, she didn't want to go after him. She said, you know, okay. So what did Amemar do? Kosov Pesicha. He wrote a Pesicha. Pesicha is, Rashi says, it's a Shtar Shamta. It's basically a document of putting someone into a excommunication or whatever you say, but or something like that. I love her. Up on her. Basically. Okay. Sorry. So Omar, so now. Ravashi was there. Omalei Ravashi, look, Memo. Ravashi is to a Memo. But Anantanan, we learned in the Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah, the Filu, a Rosh based in, Bachomachom, if you've got a Rosh based in, who's wherever he is, Shiloh you aid him, the aid not have to, hold him, Elul Machom Avad. They don't have to follow him. They only have to go to the Machom of the Vad, where the based in is. So why are you forcing this woman to follow, you? And you're punishing her for, So Amemar says back to him, he says like this, Amalei, Hani Mili, those, Hani Mili, thank you, Hani Mili, the Inyan Eid is a Chodesh, that's specifically with regards to the Chodesh. Why? Imkein, because if that's the case, you're going to be Nimt, so it's Machshilin, Asi Levoin. You're going to trip them up. Why? Because people aren't going to go, because they went to where he's supposed to be, and he wasn't there, and they maybe schlep, you know, 50 miles to the, you know, to the east, to that other place. So therefore, the people are not going to go and come in. But Aval Hacha, in this particular case, it's a monetary case. So it's an Eved Loiva Leishmalva. Somebody who borrows money is basically, in a sense, subjugated to the owner. And basically, that's the way it goes. And she would have to schlep after them. Well, we'll have you know that. I don't even borrow. Thanks. Tanravon. Ein a kohenim. So now this is now we're up to number six of this parak. Ein a kohenim. The kohenim are not allowed. Rishoyim la alois to go up b'sandalehen with when wearing sandals. L'duchen to duchening. They have to take shoes off, as we see the kohenim do. V'zu echad. This is one mitesha tekanos of the nine tekanos. Shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made. Okay. Now, so basically, Rashi says, explains his Ayin and Sotah, what the reason is over there, why they've got to take the
Shkul, this thing go outside.
Yeah. Okay. So we see Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Tekanos in action today. Shis, so now we're doing a count up now. Shis the high pirka. There was 6 tikkunos mentioned in this perek, right? So there's 5 mentioned in the Mishnayos, right? Starting from Daf Choftes until here. And there's 1 that we just mentioned over here in this Brisa. So there's 6. Bechada de pirka kama. And there's 1 of the first perek, which that was, he made the tikkunah that after the basement was destroyed, that the Edom would only mechallel Shabbos to go and tell about the Edos only on the months of Tishrei and Nisan for the sake of the Moedim. But there wasn't any Korbanos anymore. Okay, that was 1. So now we're up to 7. Yeah, the Edach, here's number 8. The Tanya, we've got a Brisa. Gershin is Gaia, Bismanazer. Again, made Gershin is Bismanazer. Tzorich Shiafrish, he needs to separate a Roiva Likino. The Roiva is a quarter of a shekel, and he needs to put it aside for his kino. Kino means for his bird. He's supposed to be a bird. He's supposed to be a korban. Now, we don't do this. Also, another thing we don't do nowadays is, a ger, really, besides we know that a ger needs tevila and mila, but also a ger is really ideally supposed to bring a korban as well. Because just as when we became, in a certain sense, Jewish and Har Sinai, there was 3 things. We had a Mila Tevila. We also, there was a korban brought on Har Sinai. There was blood sprinkled. And a ger should also, we know that for Pesukim, that a ger should also do that. Nowadays, you're not the Beis Hamikdash. So they said over here, so fine. So if you want to be a ger, so just, put the bunny aside. You know, put it aside for your korban. And a rover, of a quarter of a shekel will be enough to buy a bird. Bird will be sufficient. What, even though we're going to bring 2, 1 will be okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Kavar Nimna, they've already basically made a vote on it. Aleha Rabban Yochanan, and it's Rabbi Yochanan, who means Ben Zakkai. Ubitla, he said, don't do this. Don't put this quarter of a shekel in your, under your mattress. Mitnei, a tikkala. Because of the tikkala, we're worried that a person is going to inadvertently use this money. This money is Kodesh. Since it's earmarked for Kodesh, so there's an Issa Deraisa to use it. So it's better just not to do that. Okay, so that was number 8. Now, Be'idach. So the ninth, what is the 9th tikkala of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? So it's a plug to Rav Papa, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's going to be a machlok, it's Amorayim, what the 9th one was. So Rav Papa Omar, he says, Kerem Rivoy. Kerem Rivoy means the 4th year's fruit of his vineyard that he's supposed to take up to Yerushalayim. It has the similar halachas of Maaseh Sheni, he's supposed to take up to Yerushalayim. Okay, we're going to explain that. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, Omar Loshon Shel Zohoris. It's with regards to the tongue of the red tongue of material which we know about this. We'll see that as well. So Rav Papa Omar, Kerem Ravoy. What's Kerem Ravoy? So the Tanya, we got a Brisa. Kerem Ravoy, there was this 4th year's fruit from the vineyard. Haya Oile Yushalayim, you would have to take it up to Yushalayim, Mahalech Yom Lechol Tzad, if it was in a day's walking distance, yeah, of Yushalayim, basically like this. I'm actually going to explain. Let me carry on. Basically, they have to take their Kerem Ravai, which is the grapes or the produce, could be, according to some other people, other fruits from trees. They have the 4th year table to Yerushalayim. They're not allowed to point them. Okay? It has to be within the 1 day's walking day distance. The Zuhi Tichum is its boundaries. So now, Minha Aram. Okay? The Akura Mina Tzofon, Lud Mina Ma'arav, that was to the west, of the Yarden Mina Mizrach. Okay. The Amaullah, the Itema Rabbabatullah, Amar Yochanan, Ma Tam. What is the reason that you weren't allowed? Because normally you can do a pigeon, you can point there the fruit and put it on money and just take the money to Yerushalayim and buy in Yerushalayim. You can buy korbanos and you can buy food in Yerushalayim. The din is you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim like Ma'aseh Sheni. So, but they wanted, could they atter, they wanted to like beautify, crown the shuki, the market to Yerushalayim, bepeiros, with fruits. Basically, it looks geschmack, there's fruits everywhere, all this shefa, it looks nice, and it's glory to Yerushalayim, Tanya. So we've got a brisa, Kerem Ravoy, this, he had some Kerem Ravoy, high and low in the Rabbi Elazar, who we've seen a lot, the Mizrach Lud. It was on the east of Lud, which is basically between Lud and Yerushalayim. But Tzad Kvar Tevi, it's on the side of the village of Tevi. Yeah, a big case, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar wanted to, Lafkia, to make it all Hefka, for the Niam, because it was too much hassle for him to carry 25 barrels of grapes to Yerushalayim, and so he decided, you know, I'll give it to the Niam, and the Niam can take schlep it up to Yerushalayim, and it's a chesed, and he doesn't have to bother. So Amru Loi, Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Kavon Nimno, they've already voted on it, so basically made a din, Chavarecha, your contemporaries, Olav, Vahitiruhu, and have permitted it, meaning there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, so it's not really necessary anymore to beautify Yerushalayim because it's a bit of a nebach now, and you know what doesn't apply. So now that's the end of the Braisa. Okay, end of Braisa. Now, comments, Rav Papa. Mam Chavarecha, who is the Chavarecha? Yeah, your contemporaries. Yeah, he's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Matir, this thing that you don't have to take up. The Kerem Ravai to Yerushalayim if you're in one day's walking distance. He says it doesn't apply anymore, and that is the ninth Shkana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says a different one. He says the Loshon Shel Zohoris. The Loshon, this piece of tongue of Zohoris. The Tanya, we'll see. Barishoina. Originally, Hayu Koishrin, Loshon Shel Zohoris. They used to take this tongue of material, which is red, and they used to tie it al Pesach Ulam. This is talking about the Siya HaMishtoleach on the Yom Kippur, and they used to bring the Sori to Azazel, and they used to throw it up the mountain. So they had this red piece of material that used to go white sometimes. So they used to tie it a Pesach Ulam on the entrance to the Ulam, which is basically in the Beis HaMikdash over there. Mibuchot's on the outside, inside for everybody. Hilbin, if it went white after the, whenever the, it's turned, normally to turn white, there's different opinions about that. How used to make them, they'll be happy. So look at Hashem, Hashem's forgiven us. Lo Hilbin, but what happens if it didn't turn white, remained red? Yeah, how you got saving? They're upset because you see that Hashem has not accepted their tshuva. So they made a tikkun. Hiskinu, so this is the ninth tikkun, they made a tikkun. Hiskinu, shiyu koishiro, so they would tie it, al pesach ulam. So they do it on the door of the ulam, the chamber, which is like kind of the thing in front of the hate hole, moved them on the inside though, right? So people can't see it. Over a dying, how you mitzitzin, people were still peeking around the corner. Yeah, but right, and they would see it. So Hilbin, nice mate. And if it went wide, then they'd be happy. Loyal bin, how you say, then they were unhappy. Okay. So they made it together again. Siskinu shiyu koshinoisoi, chetsio basela, it would tie half of it on the cellar, that means by on the mountain over there, by where they did throw it off of the Zazel. The chetsio ben karnov, they put half of it between its horns, you know, when they tied it on the Beis HaMikdash, when they schlepped it out, they added like this red thread on it, shel siyo mishtoleach. So that was the tikkana that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, so you see, it didn't say his name in there, right? But he understood, Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that was the tikkunah of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So neither of them said the name. So now we're going to say, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, my time alone, I'm a Rav Papa. Okay, so why didn't he say, like, the what about the Kerem Ravoi? So he says like this, Amalucha, he would tell you, yeah, Isa Kedaita, if it's like you thought to say, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, yeah, so Chaveirov, the Rebbe Eleza, me heavy. If you notice in the previous price of Rav Papa, it says, his Talmidim said to him, your contemporaries have already permitted this. Yeah. So he says, Rabbi Hava, Rebbe Eleza was a Talmid of Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai. Yeah. So they're not going to say, your friends permitted it because he's Rebbe. So obviously it can't be like Rav Papa said. So answer's no. Rav Papa would tell you though, but Idach, Kim and the Talmidim, Havu, who was talking to him? It was the Talmidim of Rabbi Elazar who was speaking to him. So, Lav Orach Ora, it's not Derech Eretz, Lameim Rale, to say to him, to their Rebbe, right, L'Rabbe Raboch. You can't say to your Rebbe, your Rebbe. I don't know, it seems basically, they can't, for them, you know, he's their leader, and he's the greatest person, like, on earth, Kilo, and they can't say, you know, like, you know, there's someone great, it's just not right to say such a thing, so that's why they didn't say it. And really was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rav Papa, so now, why does Rav Papa like to say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok? My time in Lo Amok, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. and which was learning about with a red thread of the Seir Mishnah Leach. So Amalucha Isak Adaitach Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. If you want to say this Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, be may Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai in the days of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, mi hava loshen shel zohuris, was that this thread of loshen shel zohuris, meaning that it went white. The tikkun was sometimes it was, you know, people were peeking, so they had to make it, so they put it somewhere else, right? But Vatanya.
Seriously, careful.
No, Zohoris means, it's red. Oh. It's a red wool.
Is that Aramaic?
No, it's in the, no, it's in the Torah. Zohoris is maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vatanya. Okay, we've got a braisa. Kol shnoisov shel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. All of the years of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai were made of Esrim Shana. He lived 120 years. Okay? And now we split it up. What did he do for his 120 years? So, Mem Shana Osa Papratia. 40 years he was involved in business. Mem Shana Lomad. And 40 years he learnt Torah. Mem Shana Limeid. And 40 years he taught. So it was split, all right. 40 years business, 40 years learning, and 40 years teaching. The Tanya, we've got another Braisa. It says like this. Mem Shana, 40 years, Kodim Shenechrav Habayis, before the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. Loi Haya, Lashim Shel Zuhuris, the tongue of, the red tongue of material, Malbin, did not go white. Yeah. Ella Ma'adim, it was always red. Basically, Hashem was very angry before the destruction of the second temple, at the end. And so for 40 years, he never forgave him once, for the last 40 years. Okay. Vitzanan, and we have another Mishnah. Mishachorav Abayis, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hischin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made tikkunos after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So that means to say, yeah, that his tikkunos were already a year or two after the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, 40 years before when he started paskening, yeah, it was a done deal already. This thread was always red. So the tikkunos that was made that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is suggesting is that he's saying that, oh, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's white, so he decided to hide it or put it somewhere else. So obviously it can't be Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So answer the
people be sad. I mean,
well, that's a question why that. Right. But historically speaking, yeah, this sack was made. We're gonna finish for some chassidus. Ve'idach, yeah. Oysom Arbim Shonath. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, what would he tell you? Yeah. He said those 40 years, the Lomad that he learnt, right, his middle ages, he was a Talmud, Yosef Lifnei Rabbo. He was a Talmud, but he was a star Talmud who sat in front of his Rebbe, Habba, Va'omer Milson, and he said something, and that it was logical, it's reasoning, it was good reasoning. Or then, so after, V'kovei Rabbi Bishmei, when he became like a given Pesach, so the Rav said, you know what you said was so good before, and we went with it, and we're gonna put it on your name. We're gonna attribute it to you. So it could be even though it was 40 years before, so it could have been him, historically speaking. Okay, we will stop here.